This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Chad. Nice to chat to you. How are you?
I'm well and you, Vic?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
Great stuff. Lots to talk about today. Let's start off with life-saving. Life-saving, we've always think back to that wonderful show with the lady running down the beach in America with the red costume. But it's actually something a lot more serious. And, of course, with Australia's shoreline, it's massive. So life-saving has made its debut at the Maccabi Games. So I have to ask you, how did the Australians fare?
Well, interestingly enough, the Australians actually did not take part. But the countries which did were Israel, Morocco, South Africa, Poland, Singapore, and France. Australia did not. And why that's interesting and why I bring it to this discussion is that the initiative to make surf life saving to give it a presence at the Maccabiah Games and to give it a presence in Israel comes from two Australian brothers, Paul and Danny Hakim, who their family, a long time, well-established family in the community here in Sydney. And Paul and Danny Hakim, two brothers, separately went on Aliyah many years ago now. And both of them are experts in martial arts, but also have a passion for the beach and for swimming and fitness. And they have established Israel Surf Life Saving Federation. And throughout the year, this Israel Surf Life Saving runs training for surf life saving, water safety, rescue, running, swimming, fitness, etc. And the Hakims do a fantastic job. In full disclosure, I know them both, and in full disclosure, I'm a massive supporter of them for the simple reason, Chad, that I almost drowned in one of the beaches here in Sydney 20 years ago, and I was saved by one of these lifesavers. And so I've spoken up in support of the Life Saving Federation just because I literally owe my life to one of these, you know, anonymous people. And so through the initiative of the Hakim brothers, they have prevailed upon the Maccabiah Games to make competitive life saving for the first time. It made its appearance as an exhibition sport at the Maccabiah Games. And interestingly, Paul and Danny are now pushing post-Maccabiah Games to try and give it a place at the LA Olympics in 2028. And following that, the Olympics in 2032 will be back in Australia in Brisbane. So the sport is gaining momentum as a sport. And again, just to go back to Israel, what is fantastic about that it's, tragically, people die in Israel's beaches throughout the year. Surf life-saving has not been a major activity, if I can call it that. And the Hakims have been pushing for it to become one. And so, you know, full credit to them for driving it as hard as they do. And the people getting saved in life-saving in Israel obviously are Jewish people, Arab people, Christian people, anybody and everybody who gets into trouble in the surf. So it's a wonderful initiative. And it starts with little kids. Here in Australia, there are people, a program called Nippers. And Nippers are young children. I'm talking about from the age of 5, 6, 7, who are taught surf life-saving skills. And then they graduate and grow up through the program. And so that at a professional level, if I can call it that, you have serious life-saving taking place. So it's a great initiative, and one which literally saves lives.
Yeah, my mom was a nipper. We grew up. I'm from Durban, and my wife is South Coast. She's from Park Rennie, and her whole family were nippers, and then lifeguards. And her uncle, in fact, headed up the lifeguard stations. He was the chief lifeguard for most of the South Coast along the Scottborough side. So I know the nippers very well, and the life saving community very well. It's just it is heartening, because when one looks at what they do, It saves lives, but they have to be so athletic, they have to be so fit, that it is akin to a sport.
Exactly right. They do have to be so fit. And interestingly, what the Hakim brothers, who are running, as I said, this Israel Surf Life Saving Federation, what they do year in, year out, and obviously COVID caused an interruption. But prior to that, and again, post that, if I can call it post-COVID, they are bringing over from Australia to Israel trained life-saving trainers to for them to go and train Israelis in how to become professional lifesavers. So there are people going from this country over to Israel for weeks at a time to train Israelis and to run and to train Israelis how to run surf life-saving camps and programs, etc. So it's a great binational program that's happening between Australia and Israel, and yeah, and it's as we said, it's now made its first presence as an exhibition sport initially at the Maccabiah Games.
Well, Vic, I need to get the image of Pamela Anderson running down the beach out of my mind, so we need to move on. Jewish students selected for the Brain Eye Stedford on national television. Tell us a little bit more about the story.
So this is a, it's a, not a serious story, but a lovely story. So we have a number of television channels in this country. One of them, Channel National Television Network. So they have started something called Brain Eye Stedford, and it's run by one of the well-known TV identities in this country. And what he's been doing is, he has invited 72, year 11 students from 18 schools. So that's four per school. And there's one Jewish school among them. And it's Emmanuel School, which is one of the major, one of the Jewish schools here in Sydney. So it's going to be happening this week on Wednesday night, where four students from Emmanuel School will be taking part in this Brain Eye Stedford on national television. So obviously there's no knowing how it will go. And again, full disclosure, I have five grandchildren at this Emmanuel School, but nevertheless, I certainly, the community will be watching closely, and will be fabulous if they, you know, if they go forward.
Always proud of the little ones. In America, the big thing always is the spelling bee. I would love to see that around the world as well, because it really, it's so competitive, and it draws families together, it draws communities together, it brings schools. And although it's competitive, it's an absolutely amazing thing. So anything where you've got the children, you've got the Eye Stedford, whether it's brain, whether it's music, whether it's spelling bees, it's community building. So I hope we get something similar in South Africa. On to more important news. Your Australian government minister has led the Australian trade mission to Israel. Has it happened? Do we know of any bilateral agreements that have been signed? Anything interesting come out of that?
So, yes, it has happened. It's too soon to know if any specific joint ventures will happen. However, the likelihood is that it will. So there's approximately $1 billion in bilateral trade between the two countries, Australia and Israel. And this was a mission, organized by the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, which is an exceptionally active organization. Just before COVID, it was running approximately 40, as in 40, trade missions to Israel a year. 40 a year, that's three a month, which is incredible. And obviously COVID, you know, put a bit of a hurdle in that. But now it's obviously the program is resurfacing again. And so the Chamber of Commerce organized this mission with a senior government minister leading it, and he is a minister for trade, for science, innovation, technology, etc. And just given the nature of what he saw and the startup issues he saw and looking at innovations, there's a very fair chance that some joint ventures will eventuate out of it. So very encouraging, and great to see that trade missions are happening once again, given the whole world being in lockdown over the last few years.
And Vic, then for our last minute here, Julia Baird wrote a article called The Grandmother Hypothesis Revisited, which you rebutted. You spoke about the role of grandfathers. Just tell us a little bit more about that rebuttal in our last minute.
So very quickly, so Julia Baird is one of the top columnists in the Sydney Morning Herald, which is a very highly regarded paper here in Sydney. And on Saturday, she wrote a piece about the value of grandmothers and how they and so I wrote a letter to the editor, which was published on at the top of the letters page in the Herald yesterday, Monday, where I said grandmothers absolutely are worth, let no one doubt for a second, the inestimable value of grandmothers. However, what about grandfathers? If you prick us, do we not bleed? Let's hear it for the grandfathers. Do we also not have a role to play? And obviously, it was only partly tongue-in-cheek, partly with humor, but I meant it very seriously as well. And there were a flood of letters on this issue. And you at the very top, I think. I had a good time actually writing that response.
Well, Vic, it was a great read, and thank you for that. And I look forward to one of our chats in the future. You'll be back with Howard next week. He's back in the hot seat, and I will be filling in whenever the need arises. But it's been great chatting to you the last couple of weeks.
Lovely to chat to you, Chad. Thanks very much, and well done for a fabulous job.
Thank you, Vic. That was Vic all the way from Australia with the Australian Report.